Good afternoon, and welcome to the Viridis Energy second quarter and half year 2015 financial results conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mike Chernoski. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Viridis Energy's second quarter 2015 financial results conference call. My name is Mike Chernoski, and I'm the Manager of Financial Reporting at Viridis Energy. The financial report press release was issued this afternoon after the close of the market. The press release is available on the company's website at www.viridisenergy.ca under the Investor tab and then subheading News Releases. Copy of this call will be available for review approximately one hour after its completion through the webcast link found on Viridis' homepage, as well as in the earnings press release. Before we begin, I would like to state the following. During this call, the management and representatives of Viridis Energy Inc. may make comments that may be deemed to be forward-looking statements, which are not purely historical and include any statements regarding beliefs, plans, expectations, or intentions regarding the future. Such forward-looking statements include, among other things, the development, costs, and results of new business opportunities. Actual results could differ from those projected in any forward-looking statements due to numerous factors. Such factors include risks associated with the company's business involving the company's products, their development and distribution, economic and competitive factors, the company's key strategic relationships, and other risks detailed in the company's SEDAR filings. Viridis Energy assumes no obligation to update any forward-looking information with respect to announcements described herein. With us today is Christopher Robertson, CEO of Viridis Energy, and Michel Rivière, the company's CFO. Christopher will provide an update on the business, followed by a review of the financial results by Michel. Then we will open up for questions. I would now like to turn the call over to Viridis Energy's CEO, Christopher Robertson.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for joining us today. Our objective over the last few months was to address the operational challenges at our Scotia Atlantic operation and replicate the success we've had at OPC. At this point, I can comfortably say that we are well on our way to achieving economic progress at Scotia. Our management team has worked diligently to establish an economically successful operation at OPC. Yet, as in most developing industries, the hurdles we face extend beyond operational challenges. The renewable energy sector is in the infancy in many respects. Industry participants, as well as government regulators, are seeking best practices, and safety is a top priority. We are expected to consistently review operations, and our most recent review, we determined improvements for compliance were required. We suspended production and embarked on a three-phase equipment and process improvement project during the slow season in the residential heating sector. While impacting productivity in short term, our decision will provide a safer, more efficient working environment. We'll ensure we are in compliance with the rapidly changing regulations for wood processing, and once both plants are in top operational form, we are confident we can deliver. Although we are not where we want to be, the building blocks are now in place to generate the financial results that will build shareholder value. Moving into the busiest season of the year for our industry and the merchants business growing at its current pace, the action we are taking to improve operations at OPC and progress at Scotia Atlantic should result in material improvements in the second half of 2015 and beyond. On our last call, I outlined our turnaround plan for this facility, which we expected to complete by the end of Q2. The plan involved a thorough analysis of fiber in our region, followed by an economic analysis and right-sizing of the plant operations, then a five-week shutdown during annual road closures. During this period, we performed extensive maintenance, built up fiber inventory, and restructured the staffing model. We restarted the plant in late May as a 24-4 operation with a smaller but cross-train operations team. As expected, our first full month of operations under the right size model resulted in positive EBITDA for Scotia Atlantic. This is confirmation that we have addressed the issues at Scotia, but we have to continue to strive for improved cash flow, and we are focused on this. Our focus for the second half of the year is clearly on improving shareholder value. With that, I will turn the call over to Michelle Riviere.
Thank you, Chris. Revenue for the second quarter was down $906,000 from the second quarter 2014 to $5.7 million, a decrease of 14%. The decrease in sales was primarily attributed to lower production due to maintenance at both facilities. As well, the weakness in the euro resulted in a decreased demand of approximately 15% of revenue. Revenue decreased over last quarter as well by almost 35%, with seasonality also contributing to this reduction. Overall, sales for our residential sector were $3.2 million for Q2, compared with $3.1 million for the same period last year. Gross profit for the company as a whole decreased this quarter due to lower production, resulting in a consolidated negative profit of $320,000, or negative 5.6% of revenue, compared to a gross profit of $243,000, or 3.7% gross margin in second quarter of the prior year. The contribution from Veritas Merchants continues to increase as a percentage of overall sales, which has an effect on the consolidated margins. EBITDA loss for the quarter was $1.16 million, compared to an EBITDA loss of $447,000 for the same period in 2014. G&A for the second quarter this year was $1.1 million, up from $880,000 during the same period last year. The increase is attributed to increased staffing levels for 2015 and non-capitalized costs during plant downtime. As a percentage of revenue, G&A was 19% for the quarter, up from 13% for the same period as the previous year. The company reported a net loss attributable to the company of $1.7 million during the quarter, compared to a net loss of $966,000 during second quarter last year, and a comprehensive loss of $1.8 million. Of this, $185,000 is attributed to the non-controlling interest, $1.7 million to Veritas shareholders. For the 6 months ended June 30th, 2015, net loss attributable to the shareholders of the company increased by $156,000, or 6%, to $2.7 million from $2.54 million the same six-month period last year. As of June 30th, 2015, our cash position was $658,000, including restricted cash but excluding the bank overdraft. This compares with $2.1 million of cash and cash equivalents at December 31, 2014. The decrease in cash is reflected in the increase in both accounts receivable and inventory of approximately $2.4 million. This increase is consistent with the end of the heating season and inventory builds in Q2. The residential heating sector is still somewhat seasonal. However, due to the success of our brands and increased dealer network, our off-season is considerably shorter than the industry and occurs only in Q2. In addition, the company has been striving to build raw material inventory at Scotia Atlantic during the quarter in order to ready the plant for the new right size model that Chris referred to. Accounts payable and accrued liability increased from $3.8 million at the end of 2014 to $4.6 million at the end of Q2. Subsequent to the end of the quarter, we took steps to address this and entered into a line of credit facility with a strategic supplier who represented approximately 60% of the outstanding accounts payable as of June 30th. Loans payable, including the current portion, increased to approximately $10.4 million. Shares outstanding remains at just over $13.8 million, with 200,000 warrants and approximately 490,000 options outstanding. Looking ahead, with Scotia contributing in the second half and OPC resuming production, the company expects to achieve sufficient margins to generate positive cash flow and positive EBITDA beginning in Q4, with a significant improvement occurring in Q3. I will now turn the call over to Chris for his final remarks.
Thank you, Michelle. Based on the right sizing at Scotia, we were revising our guidance for 2015 to $30 million revenue and EBITDA and cash flow positive in Q4. Although the OPC upgrades have some impact, it is offset by the improvements in Veritas Merchants. Quarterly sales for Scotia are expected to be approximately $3 million per quarter going forward, which is comparable to the average Scotia sales per quarter for the past year. This is a further sign of a positive impact of the turnaround plan and the strong pricing for our product. We strongly believe we will deliver significantly improved financial results and increase shareholder value. This is the inflection point we anticipate for investors. I will now turn the call over back to the operator.
To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Once again, that's star, then one to ask a question, and we'll pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Once again, that's star, then one if you'd like to ask a question at this time. Seeing as there are no questions, this brings us to the end of the Q&A session. The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.